Welcome, dear hoppers and human friends, to 12 Hop Flop, the podcast where whiskers twitch not just in excitement, but in anticipation of the delectable carrot of wisdom. I'm Floppy, your fluff-tailed host, and today, let us twitch our noses to the rhythm of curiosity as we bound through the endless fields of knowledge and learning. I might be a rabbit, but believe me, there's a lot us bunnies can teach you about the wonders and joys of discovering new lettuce leaves in the garden of life. The wonderland of curiosity. Doesn't the name alone just make your ears perk up? It's not just a place, it's a way of living, where each day greets you not with the same old pellets, but with a buffet of intriguing mysteries waiting to be nibbled on. Let's take a bunny leap back to when I dug my first burrow. It was an expedition, a whirlwind of dirt and discovery. Instinct told me to dig, but curiosity... Oh, curiosity was the reason I found the coziest spot for my underground sanctuary. That's how I learned that when you follow your whiskers and keep digging, you might just find yourself in your very own wonderland. This mindset is what we rabbits call burrow and learn. Humans have something similar, don't they? Lifelong learning, that's the term. And just like burrowing, the deeper you dig, the more you find. Sometimes you might tunnel into a tree root, a challenge. In that moment, you can either turn back or you can explore a new path. That's the beauty of it. Learning is not just about packing your brain with facts. It's about exploring different tunnels in the maze of knowledge. You might even run into a fellow rabbit, or in your case, a colleague, a friend, another curious soul, who'll share a story or two. Just like my bond with 8-Bit, every interaction is a chance to learn something new. Each day she shows me different hopping techniques or nifty tricks to snag veggies from the garden. Collaborative learning, for us, means growing together. So, embrace those moments, like when another bunny's experience opens your eyes to a new way to nibble on that stubborn twig. Let's say you're reading or hopping along your chosen field and something new catches your eye. You've never encountered such a strange and wonderful flower before. Do you hop past it? No. You stop. You sniff. You absorb. You may not have set out to learn about this unexpected flora, but there it is, inviting you to understand its place in your garden. This, my friends, is the heart of curiosity. It's asking why the grass is green, why the sky is blue, or why carrots taste so delightful. It's in these questions and the quests they inspire where you discover the not-so-hidden paths to yet unfathomed joys and truths. Remember, like the changing seasons that bring new tastes to our palates, your mind is a garden that never stops growing, as long as you tend to it with curiosity. Now, I know all this talk of burrowing and gardens might seem a bit pastoral for an up-and-coming urban sophisticate such as yourself, but rest your twitching whiskers for a moment and consider this. Even in the concrete jungle, there are wondrous things to discover, if only you're willing to poke your nose into a few new dens. Keep questioning, keep learning, and let your curiosity lead you to the delicious treasure troves of knowledge scattered all around you. As we come to the end of our little foray into the wonderland of curiosity, I urge you humans to keep those ears perked and those minds open. Subscribe to 12 Hop Flop to ensure you'll never miss out on our next adventure into the Hutch of Wisdom. If today's musings sparked a bit of wonder in you, leave a review, drop a comment, and share the joy of curiosity with your warren of acquaintances. Thank you for listening, and until next time, may your days be filled with binkies of discovery and nibbles of knowledge. Keep hopping, keep flopping, and most importantly, keep learning.